Never Say Never, written and recorded by FroggyFun365
in a typical day of fanfiction
for February's Pod Together Lightning 2015. Rated PG. Fandom Supernatural AU. Pairing: Dean Smith with Sam Wesson. Mentions a past Sam Madison. Summary: What if Sam Wesson and Dean Smith weren't simply constructs of Zachariah's? What if they were real people who actually exist? This picks up right after Dean quits and It's a Terrible Life, and what would have happened if they were really the people they thought they were? Music is Blue and Green by Miles Davis. Adler leaves, closing the door behind him. Dean leans back in his chair, wadding up the offer and tossing it onto his desk. "What did I just do?" he muses aloud, pinching the bridge of his nose. He briefly considers chasing after his now former boss, but knows in his gut that however rashly it was made, his decision is the right one. He grabs the receiver of his phone and dials Sam's IT extension, frowning when he gets a busy signal. He hangs up and tries several more times, all with the same result. "Oh well," he thinks, with a shake of his head. "Maybe it's a sign." He looks around his office and resignedly stands, walking over to his wall, taking down his books and pictures, and stacking them on his desk to start packing them away. He gets one of the secretaries to bring him some boxes, and after a few hours he's closing the door on an empty office and wheeling a cart to the elevator. He gives a short scoff when he sees it's closed off, wondering how many people know why the elevator's out of order. "Probably a lot, given how office gossip travels," he thinks. "But only Sam and I know the whole story." Dean heads to the far elevator at the other end of the hall and down to his car. He loads everything up and zones out Marketplace as he drives home, too deep in thought. When he gets to his apartment, he's not in the mood to unload everything in his car, so he just heads straight upstairs, opening his fridge and bemoaning the fact that it's almost completely empty. Closing it again with a sigh, he grabs his laptop and drops onto the couch, searching for the ghost facers and rewatching the videos intently. He decides to Google the Winchester brothers, ghosts, that they mentioned, since they seem to know even more about ghosts and ghost hunting than the ghost facers did. But his only hits that seemed to fit were for a serial killer who was dead anyway. He shakes his head. "Weird," he says, closing it out. Dean reaches for his phone and decides to give it one more try, dialing Sam's cell this time and listening to it ring.
Oh crap. Hello?
"Hey man, sorry. I don't even really know why I'm calling. Is this a bad time? I should just let you go,"
he says, backtracking, preparing to hang up the phone.
No, I was just, it's fine, really. What's up?"
"Listen, I feel really crappy about the way we left things yesterday. I just wanted to apologize,"
he says sincerely.
"No, it's all right. I get it. It was asking a lot."
"Well, actually, what you were talking about yesterday, are you still interested?"
he asks hesitantly.
"Wait, in hunting?"
"Yeah, I mean, I know it's crazy and we might suck at it, but I just quit my job and please say I didn't do that for no reason."
Dean closes his eyes while he talks, silently praying as he waits for Sam's answer.
No, I actually just quit too."
"Oh, great!" Dean sighs in relief. "Well, not great, because if this doesn't work out, we're completely screwed and I just turned down a $5,000 bonus for nothing, but what now?"
he rambles on.
"What? Really? Damn. I guess that puts more pressure on this whole thing, doesn't it? But to be honest, I don't really know, man. I'm just making this up as I go."
"Awesome. Please say you at least have some savings that we can use, because I have some, but I am not supporting you if we do this,"
Dean warns.
"Well, like I said, I just moved, so my savings are pretty much spent because of the new apartment. But I still have Madison's engagement ring. Maybe I can pawn it for a couple thousand or something since there isn't much use for it anymore.
Oh, dude, you sure?
Dean's brow furrows.
Didn't it end just like a month ago?
Look, it's already over. There's no use in keeping it. All it'll do is collect dust. So yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, well, I have some stocks I can cash out, but with the current economy the way it is, I don't know if I'll actually make any profit off of them. But some cash in hand is more useful than a bunch of stocks I can't touch, so...
Dean trails off, the niggle of doubt creeping back in because if he cashes out and they fail, he'll have nothing left to fall back on.
Something is better than nothing. So, you're really serious about this then? No takebacks?
I'm not saying it'll become a permanent thing, but I'm willing to give it a try. Trial basis, that's it.
Dean decides.
We do one or two cases, then reevaluate. See where we stand. If it's not working after that, we go our separate ways. No hard feelings.
He nods, thinking.
Yeah, this is good. If it doesn't work out, I'll only have been out of the business game, what, 1, 2 months, tops? I can say I quit my last job because I had a family emergency and needed a short sabbatical. Yeah, that could work.
Sounds reasonable. Now, the main question here is, where to start? We know this isn't going to be some cakewalk. Sandover almost killed you.
Dean subconsciously brings his hand up to lightly touch at the sore spot at the back of his head.
I have no frickin' idea. I guess we research? Try to learn as much as we can, then find another case.
He pauses.
How do we even do that? This one found us, but the only other hauntings I know of are ones that people are already investigating on TV, or urban legends I heard as a kid. How do we know if it's something real that we should investigate?
Well, the ghost faces look pretty legit. I mean, we used their advice and it actually worked. I think the best place is to start there. Get a basic foundation on this kind of stuff before finding Casper on steroids.
Well, I went back and rewatched all their videos again right before I called you,
Dean says, opening up his browser again to double-check that there wasn't some link that he had missed.
And I don't know how much more we can learn. I even tried to look up the Winchesters that they were talking about, and man, freaks.
He scoffs.
Yeah, but you can't really blame them. We are practically giving up everything to do what they do. You have to admit, it was damn exciting.
I know, right?
He responds gleefully.
So, we're really going to do this, huh?
I guess we are,
Dean nods.
Well then, let's get to work, I guess.
You want to come over to my place in the morning?
Get a jump start on looking for something that might be an actual haunting? Dean asks, excitement starting to build, not knowing if he's going to be able to wait for morning to start doing research.
Sure, like you said before, research is what you do best.
Damn straight. You remember how to get here?
He asks.
Yeah, I still got your address saved in my texts.
7 a.m. Sharp,
Dean insists.
Got it. I'll see you then.
Night, Sammy.
Dean responds happily as he presses the button to end the call, tossing it onto the couch next to him and getting up to plug in his computer. He brews himself an espresso and changes into his pajamas before settling onto the couch, cracking his knuckles, and starting to search the internet for anything that had happened recently in the surrounding towns that could possibly be considered weird.